For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to The Happy Hour with Nick Sainert and Enrique Alvarez Cleary.
When I gave you the cookie, I heard very clearly, I don't think about you, Schmidt.
Why would I think about you?
Because we're friends. We're not animals.
We're men.
The only time a man is allowed to think about another man is when that man is Jay Cutler.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back into The Happy Hour, 93.7 The Ticket, theticketfm.com. Nick, Rico, Austin, and Strick are with us. What's up, gentlemen?
Yes.
How we
new
doing?
Week, new week. Good.
Happy July.
Yeah, congratulations on your golf.
Did you hear?
Yeah, you guys came in first.
17 under.
Yeah. You cheated.
We wouldn't have done that with Strick.
We did not. We wouldn't have.
Probably would have got second.
Probably would have gotten second.
That's cap. Because Stricky makes contributions more than anybody in here.
Oh, is that right?
That's a fact. That day,
I don't know about that.
Jake was off that day.
Well,
your drives were shaky.
Shaky.
All day. Tell the truth, Nick.
What?
That day your drive was shaky.
I didn't play with you.
You did go that day.
I didn't go to Hidden Valley.
Oh.
The narrative just crumbled.
Gosh, yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, Strick was like, see, I helped our team so much.
He didn't even know who was on
team. I wasn't there.
Didn't even know who was on his team.
Yeah, you don't even know who was on your team.
Yeah, it was.
No, what happened, you know what I did? And Jake would attest to this, surprisingly. So would Jay and so would AD, is my driver wasn't working. So I was like, all right.
I know that.
Driver wasn't working. You want to put that down for a second?
Just waiting for it to go off.
Solitaire. Anyway, my driver was not working. And so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to help my team out. And I would hit my 4-iron down the middle of the fairway every single time, about 240, 250.
And cap.
I'm dead serious.
Cap.
Text him right
and
now.
And more cap.
Text
There's
him right
no
now.
Way you were hitting your 4-iron 250.
You would
the
be
wind
surprised.
Was straight behind you all day.
You would be surprised.
Tell true.
You would be surprised.
Windy.
It was breezy. Oh, okay. I want to say it was windy. You would be surprised. Jake would say the same thing. But nonetheless, here's the thing. Here's the thing. That freed up everybody. That freed up everybody. Just free swing. And Jay Foreman can hit the ball. So can Jake. Mm-hmm. Jake wasn't shaky.
He wasn't shaky that day?
Nah. We had some big putts. I had a solo bird on one hole. So.
Okay.
Listen, Strick,
congratulations.
Just watch yourself. Check yourself.
Chickity check yourself.
All right. So here is this. Somebody goes, driver wasn't working. It was a user error. Exactly. It was me. Utah defensive coordinator Morgan Scally has been renamed as Kyle Whittingham's eventual successor. And it's renamed because back in 2020, he was suspended by Utah because there was a text message using a racial slur, and ultimately he was brought back on. ESPN's reported that Scally will make at least $5 million a year when he's promoted. Kyle Whittingham sits at 64 years old, and whenever he is deciding to retire, Morgan Scally, the team's defensive coordinator, will be the head coach, as he has been named the head coach in waiting, according to a release from the school. Scally's amended contract was agreed upon on November 23rd, 2023. But once again, this isn't the first time, as the former Utah All-American safety was penciled in as the future coach. The university suspended Scally and rescinded the head coach in waiting language in a previous contract in June 2020 when an external investigation revealed that Scally had sent a text message containing a racial slur. That's the part, and Austin, you agreed with me on this one. Very interesting that it's like all of a sudden we're good. You're back to being the head coach and waiting.
Right. If that is the reason that they rescinded the offer to begin with, what's changed in 5 years?
There you go.
To make it any better or worse. Like, has he done some work behind the scenes? Has he, you know, gone through training, whatever you have to go through? I don't know. But either it was enough to yank it at the time, and it should still be enough to yank it now, or it wasn't enough. They did it for show. They didn't actually mean it, and they handed it right back to him. So I'm just kind of confused by that. I'm equally, if not more, confused by how necessary this is to name now.
Yeah,
because I think it just raises unnecessary questions about Kyle Whittingham's future on a, you know, Utah making the jump to the Big 12. Why raise more questions than you need to? Because my first thought was less about Morgan Scalley and more, oh, the clock's officially ticking on Whittingham now.
Well, and that's the thing.
Well, he mentioned that. He mentioned that he announced his retirement. He's renouncing that he is leaving.
Well, eventually.
Yeah,
eventually. Because he's going to retire. And Utah is in a spot where Kyle Whittingham's brought so much success to that program. They're not going to fire him.
Yeah, but I was going to say, is there ever a threat of him getting let go? I don't think so. With everything that he's done for them,
but now
he leaves on his own accord.
They got their head coach in waiting now.
Let me tell you what he's waiting on. I think he's waiting on, as you guys alluded to, the transition to the new conference, what the standard bearer is going to be, and then make a decision on whether or not he wants to put in the full tank of work that's going to be required, or to go off in the great good night. I think that's not a bad idea to wait on.
Wouldn't it be better to, if you're starting anew in a new conference, to start anew? If you're going to announce this, just Kyle Whittingham announces his retirement as well. Because
what's better?
Again, if you're starting new in a conference, why don't you just start new with the coaching as opposed to having a year of Whittingham or a year or two of Whittingham and then saying, okay, thanks for these 2 years of the Big 12. Let's go now.
That's what's interesting. Like, do you feel like Scalley was a candidate for jobs?
That's where I was going to go. So Whittingham's 64.
Yep.
He could legitimately have another 5-6 years,
yes,
maybe even 10, if he really wanted to stretch it. I think he's the right guy to lead him into the Big 12.
I do too.
He's really good. He's stability. Mm-hmm. Yep. You know, I think Whittingham's the perfect guy to lead them there. But is he only going to coach till he's 65 or 66? That would strike me as a young retirement. He hasn't shown any signs of slowing down. Mm-hmm. So that makes me wonder, hey, if you're Utah, okay, yes, he's been a really good defensive coordinator, but if he is your head coach in waiting, is there more value in him sticking around this program, learning the ropes in the Big 12, or would there be more value in him going to coach a mid-major for 5 years? Because again, he's a Utah alum.
Yeah. I think
he might
safety.
Love being, you know, the head coach somewhere else, but he's always coming back to Utah, especially if you've told him before he goes out the door that, hey, when we think you're ready and Coach Whittingham's ready, you're in as his replacement. I think that it would have been weird for him to, you know, jump ship to be a head coach somewhere else, then come right back, especially after being named. But if you're Utah, would you rather have him in-house the rest of Whittingham's 10 years D.C., or do you want him to get some head coaching experience at a mid-major group of five program somewhere with the understanding that he's the coach in waiting?
I personally think it's a probationary way of not necessarily putting it in the forefront, but allowing grace in this matter of whatever the situation was to mull over and allow him the space to grow, to learn from it. I still think that's a necessary thing in our lifetime. Just to be able to make a mistake and you know, are there mistakes that are just so egregious that it's unrecoverable? I don't know.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
It's so here's, I'm just looking up Kyle Whittingham and what he's done for Utah, excuse me. So he's going into technically his 21st year as a head coach. I'm going to say 20th because his first year in 04 was when he just co-coached it with Urban Meyer in the bowl game, in the Fiesta Bowl that they won. Mm-hmm. But guys, he's had 7 of his 19 full seasons have been double-digit wins. He started at one point was 11-1 in bowl games. He was 11-1 in bowl games. His one loss came in the Mako Bowl back in 2010. But now he's...
When did Utah move to the Pac-12 again? 14?
Yes, you're right.
So that would have been, pretty much the first half of his career?
Yes.
I see, this is where bowl record. I mean, they played in some really good bowls.
They did.
But I think Whittingham's a guy that uses that chip on your shoulder. So I'm sure he put more effort into some of that bowl prep. Yes. Like, hey, we're Utah. We have to make our mark to get to the Pac-12, which is also, I think, an accomplishment in winning as many bowl games as he did to keep propping Utah up.
Yeah, 2008, they finished 13-0 and won the Sugar Bowl, won the Poinsettia Bowl in 2009, won the Sun Bowl in 2011.
You know what's crazy is that 11-1 bowl record is that you made a bowl game 12 years.
Right.
It's like you were doing this with Utah.
So, right. Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. That's what I'm saying is like 64 years old is not an outrageous number to where you can't coach for a couple of more years. So yeah, it's almost like, okay, now the clock is officially starting to tick with Kyle Whittingham on whether or not you feel like he's ready to go. I also am like surprised. It's not that Utah's settling here. Mm-hmm. It's that it's a weird feeling because if Utah goes to the Big 12 and has success, they've already kind of made their decision. And Kyle Whittingham has said publicly and privately, I'm sure, for sure publicly, that he thinks that Scally is right for the job and that he, if he had to choose a head coach in waiting, a successor, then it would be Scally. And so with that, I understand Utah wanting to go in that direction. But man, don't you feel like the Big 12, you could flex your muscle a little bit as a Utah team that's been very successful over the last couple of years? You're talking about they had 11 wins in 2019. 10 wins in 21, 10 wins in 22, 8 wins last year.
And they were down their two best players in Rising and Keithy.
Yeah, you were down your quarterback, mm-hmm. your experienced quarterback last season, and still won 8 games. You at one point were ranked 10th in the country last year without your quarterback.
You could
flex your muscle and be a little bit of an intriguing piece, an intriguing landing spot for a popular coach. But I suppose it's not that I'm saying Utah's settling. It just feels like a very premature type of move, especially after the external investigation.
If you're Utah, had legitimate college football playoff aspirations and talk at one point until you lost your quarterback and then things kind of went off the rails for you. But Kyle Whittingham, look, I'm not saying he is this person. Nick Saban coached till he was 72. That's 8 more years if Kyle Whittingham, if he wanted to stick around. Because, look, Nick Saban was 72 years old. He still looked like he could coach for another couple of years. So if Kyle Whittingham, who doesn't look like he is all that old or that it's been all that taxing on him, you know, from what we can see, if he wanted to go 8 more years, you mean to tell me you're going to have a head coach in waiting on your staff for 8 years? Mm.
That's kind of wild. And this is where if it works out and, you know, Scally takes over whenever it is and Utah doesn't skip a beat, it's a win for institutional knowledge and stability. Yes. And, you know, it was really savvy by that athletic department. But if it doesn't work, it's why did you not give yourself the option to look anywhere else? Right. Where Utah, I think the misstep is naming it publicly, unless you're that sold on this guy, which apparently they are. But even in this day and age of college football, you never know who's going to be the next big thing. Mm-hmm. You know, you might have an idea, you can guess, but why handicap? Why hamstring yourself in case, you know, it doesn't work out or something else goes on behind the scenes and you have to yank the contract again? There was no harm in waiting until, you know, Whittingham actually said, yep, I'm done in this year. Mm-hmm. Yep. I just think they jumped the gun a little bit.
Can you imagine if they have a bad defense for like 2 years in a row? Or even just 1 year, mm-hmm. like if you have a defense that's not whatever they're usually ranked for Utah, what are people going to say then? Like, oh, this is going to be our head coach? This guy who can't even get a defense together, he's going to lead the entire team?
The salary will be also an intriguing piece just because it's at least $5 million a year, obviously, and that can go up, but the market will look drastically different if it's 7 years from now, right? Yes. And that $5 million will be, you know, at the bottom of the barrel.
At least five.
And don't forget that Utah is now a Big 12 school, a Big 12 program. They were one of the main schools at the Pac-12. Now here they are. They have an opportunity, I think, to be still in that same position that they were in the Pac-12 and the Big 12. I honestly do.
Utah football and Houston basketball are comparable to me.
I would agree
with
that.
Houston basketball has been more dominant, but I think of the outsiders, they have the best chance to stay at the top of the conference.
Yeah, I would agree with that. All right, gentlemen, what's coming up on the show today?
Happy Conference Realignment Day for everyone except the Big Ten. Funny enough, those schools don't join until August, but we'll go over who's making the jump, who we think is set up for success, and who's not. Mitch Sherman of The Athletic will follow up on that and some Husker football headlines. And then NBA free agency, there's a lot going on. Paul George, Chris Paul, Klay Thompson may or may not be heading to Dallas, depending on Golden State's end of things. Oklahoma City loading up. And is there a Friday deadline for LeBron James and his new contract?
Ooh. All right, there you have it. All that and more coming up on The Block with Strick and Austin. That'll do it for me and Rico. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Adios.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.